Yo, welcome back to the Trauma Fire Podcast, man. It's your boy Zell Johnson, man. Hey, look, man, I'm just sitting here thinking about something, man. We're just going to get straight into it. Why do women go through a bad boy phase or like bad boys? I'm going to give y'all my humble opinion. Number one, I think young girls, I think they confuse confidence with a jerk, an asshole. You know, just because a person is an introvert and they speak and they're outgoing, that don't mean that, listen, that confidence might not be confidence. That confidence could be trauma. That confidence could be them covering up for something, hiding something, which a lot of y'all end up finding out. Because, you know, in the beginning, it's always, you know, the head over heels shit. But a lot of these dudes, man, that whole confidence shit, really, they just assholes. They just a bunch of fucking jerk-ass, stupid-ass motherfuckers. I've been that. Not excluding myself. Some women gonna hear this shit and be like, yeah, talking about me. I'm talking from experience. I'm talking about what I've seen, what I know, what I've been through. But it's like, it seems as though women confuse that shit. It's like, listen, or something inside of them where it's like a that brings me to number three. Confidence, right? Women sometimes will go for a bad boy, again, thinking it's confidence, when really they themselves have issues within. So they gravitate towards toxicity. They gravitate towards it because they have some self-esteem issue within themselves. So they're looking for something that's like, well, I don't want to go too good because I don't want him to feel like I ain't shit. So let me stay right here in the realm of what I think I'm worth. And it's like, nah, man. And here's another thing that kills me. When people say shoot high, they're not talking about just money. A lot of times women, not to diss on y'all, but y'all see a person with a nice car, blah, 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 they fresh. Oh, he can dress. But it's like, man, look, a lot of them dudes know how to play the game, man. We know how to play the game, man. And all I'm saying is this, if you attracted to bad boys, or the negative motherfuckers, or the toxic motherfuckers, that's what your life gonna be. Bad boys, bad life. Toxic motherfucker, toxic life. Now, I'm not saying go holla at no lame, square, goofy motherfucker that ain't got shit going on. That ain't even. Listen, if he got a full-time job, and he working every day, okay. If he's an influencer, and he's making money on YouTube, and he's doing his thing, okay. But even that, you still got to be careful because you just got to know the person. You know, confidence isn't everything. It's a lot of qualities that make a person, that make a man, that make a woman. You know what I mean? In my last video, I talked about guys, you know, how we run down behind a fat ass, you know? That's our problem. We stay running down behind a fat ass, and that shit don't even mean nothing. Yeah, aesthetically, it might look nice. Okay. But shit, did the bitch bathe? Her shit are back there. You know what I'm saying? So, again, you know, women confusing a jerk for being confident and then having low self-esteem, number two, and feeling like, oh, well, I'm not going to go too crazy or I'm not going to date a guy that's, you know, this, that, and the third. I'm going to stay here because, and within myself, I feel like I'm broken, so I don't want to shoot too high. You know what I'm saying? So they stay right where they feel like they at. You know, and men too. Let me not even trip. Men do that shit too. We'll get a sorry ass bitch because we feel like we a sorry ass nigga, sorry ass man, sorry ass dude. And we'll just stay there and we won't elevate ourselves because of that self-esteem. That self-esteem, man. Number three, let me get a little deep on y'all. Number three, I'm gonna take it back. I'm gonna take it way back before our society, right? Stick with me. Back in the caveman days, right? The caveman that was scrawny with the little stick, couldn't catch no food, didn't have no big cave, didn't have no big muscles. The cave women weren't going for that. They wanted the man with the biggest muscles, the biggest stick, the biggest cave, the biggest dick, the biggest everything because of survival. You see, women, they like, what's the word for it? Security. Security. Women like security. So that's another reason why I feel like women gravitate towards girls, gravitate towards these guys that put on this front like they tough, they strong, because they feel like it's some sense of security. There's some sense of you know what I mean? Stability. That's the word I was looking for. Stability and security. See, the man, the caveman with the biggest cave, keep you warm, space, them babies gonna be straight. He walking through the door with a big ass saber-toothed tiger. You know what I'm saying? But the little caveman dude, he got a little hut. Goddamn saber-toothed tiger come right through that motherfucker. Knock it down. Pick his little scrawny ass up and gone. You see? And so I think that is something that's embedded in our minds as human beings. Survival, stability, security. And a lot of guys want to know, well, why they always run down behind the bad boys? Because the bad boys reek of confidence. They reek of security. They have this no fear personality about them. You know what I mean? Sorry if I started this podcast off kind of slow. It take me a while, man. You know what I'm saying? To really get into it, get my thoughts together and shit like that. But I'm just thinking now. This ain't everybody's truth. This is my truth. My humble opinions. You know, not really truth, but my opinion. My humble opinion. Correct me if I'm wrong. And it's just a thought. You know, is that what it is? Is that why women run down behind bad boys or lady or girls have this bad boy phase? Is it because of that gene in our DNA that they want to feel secure? They want to feel stable. You know what I mean? Stability, security. And I think that's what it is, man. I think it's just in our genes from such a long time ago. For example, right, I be seeing these videos on YouTube, like the gold digger challenge or prank or whatever you want to call it. So these dudes, if y'all haven't seen the video, I'll give y'all a brief summary. This dude will be walking down the street, try to talk to this girl. Girl like, get the fuck on, whatever. Then he like, all right, thank you, ma'am. And he goes to his car and the girl turn around. Now, this shit could be fake just for content. But some of them definitely looked it real. But I don't necessarily think that those women are 100% gold diggers. I think what it is that their mothers drilling in their head from a child up, or their fathers drilling in their head from a child up. Make sure he got a job. Make sure he got a car. Make sure he ain't no sorry motherfucker. Don't get out here with no sorry motherfucker. Make sure he got this, that, and the third. And when these women see you walking down the street, first of all, anybody walking down the street, you're going to be kind of like, who the hell is this? You know, you got sex trafficking, people getting snatched up, serial killers. So, of course, a woman is going to be like, whoa, okay, who's this guy on the motherfucking street? You know, just because you fresh, nigga, that don't mean shit. I'm speaking like this, man, because I got a daughter. A lot of dudes hate on Steve Harvey, but man, real talk, man, you want your daughter to be straight. You don't want your daughter out here with no goofy. You know what I'm saying? It was a time in my life, man, where I would tell my daughter to stay away from a motherfucker like me because of the shit that I was doing. Keep it a buck. Stay away from that motherfucker. I don't want my daughter getting turned out, none of that shit on the internet with these goofy ass cornballs. Oh, we got the 30s in the crib. Man, y'all niggas goofy as fuck. That shit don't mean a goddamn thing. Y'all acting like fucking is brand new. Y'all acting like we just started on. And nigga, nobody give a fuck. Get your money. Stay out the way. Stay out the streets. A little off the topic, man. But again, I just be thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want my daughter to be straight when she grow up. You know what I mean? I want her to be good. That's why I'm talking like this. You know what I mean? So I don't think these women are necessary. Now, don't get me wrong now. It's a lot of motherfucking gold diggers out there. For sure. And men, you got to be on your guard. You got to keep your guard up. Especially now. You know what I'm saying? All that hot girl shit. That's cool. Do your thing. I mean, I'm out the streets. You know what I mean? I'm married. I'm out the streets. I did my little dumb, little stupid shit. I had my little relapses here and there for sure. I'm a man. I ain't perfect. But, you know, men, yeah, dead ass, be careful. Women, be careful. Everybody, be motherfucking careful of who you dealing with. Everybody ain't who they say they are. Everybody ain't what they look like either. When they wash their motherfucking face, they start looking like someone else. But listen, man. Again, women, I don't think all women like security. So again, let me get back to what I was saying. If a woman is walking down the street, right? And you just walk up on her and start talking, of course she gonna be kinda like, what the fuck going on? What's the deal? But then if she see you walk to a nice car, sometimes the first thing that pop in their head is money, money, money. And then sometimes what pops into their head is, oh, okay, maybe he has a nice job. He has a nice car. That is a nice car. You can't deny a nice car. Listen, if anybody got a nice car, man, woman, whatever. If it's a nice car, it's a nice car. I get you. It's a nice car. So sometimes when women see that car, like a light bulb kind of goes off in the head. Like, oh, he's not just some motherfucker walking down the street. He not just somebody out here scamming. He not just somebody out here trying to goddamn, you know, maybe he has something going on. Maybe he, you know, again, security, stability. Women are attracted to security and stability. There was a time in my life I wasn't stable or secure. I was walking down the street. I try to holler at girls. They see me about to get on the bus. They're like, you know. And again, not all women are like that. Some women understand you on your grind, you on the come up. Everybody ain't got it like that, man. Everybody can't be no fucking rapper with the gold chains and the teeth and all that shit, with the funny ass haircut, tattoos all on your fucking face. I don't want my daughter with no nigga like that. I don't want my daughter with no nigga that's gonna walk in the crib, the bottom of his pants tight, the top of his pants is down there where his ass crack is. Then he got the little funny ass haircut. I ain't gonna cap. I had a couple funny haircuts when I had long hair. But these niggas is like in their 20s. Okay, I cut my hair when I was fucking 18. Soon as I turned 18, I cut that shit off. Time to be a man. Now, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with, ain't nothing wrong with long hair and dreads, nothing like that. But I don't want my daughter with no goofy ass nigga with tats all on his fucking face and trying to keep up with the culture of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? That shit goofy as hell. You know, I know things changing, shit is happening quick. But I'm just saying, cause I got a daughter. But yeah, man. I went all over the place again, I'm sorry. Gold diggers. You know, not all women that see you got a nice car, gold diggers. For the men out there that may wonder why women go through the bad boy phase and blah, 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 blah. I think it's just something embedded in us. I think it's just human nature, man. And men also need to understand that's what women are attracted to. Not just attracted to that, but stability. You know what I mean? Again, I'm going to say it again. Stability. You know what I mean? And security. Stability and security. You know what I mean? Women don't I'm not saying you can't find a woman, because my wife did it. My wife was with me in the trenches before she was my wife. I ain't even had no lock on the door. It was just, I had a shoe in front of the door. You know what I'm saying? Roaches, rats, all type of shit. My mama's house was all fucked up. That's another story. Pushing carts outside man, listen. My wife was with me, bro. She stuck in there. She ain't had to. You know what I'm saying? But I stuck in there with her too, you know? Through her shit. So it's like, you just gotta find somebody, man, that you see got a brain in their fucking skull and that at least can get up every day and do something. If you one of them niggas, man, that just sit in the house all day and you in your late 20s and your 30s, I don't give a fuck what you say, use a bomb. Especially if you got your fucking health and strength. Now, if you disabled, okay, I'm not talking about you. If you at home and you making money online, okay, I'm not talking about you. If you got 10 fucking felonies and you can get a construction job, but I know it's hard out here now. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about the niggas that got their health and strength that just don't want to work. That just want a woman to take care of them. I'm all over the place, man. Anyways, man, let me get off here before I make like 3-4 episodes, man. I just had a quick thought on my mind, man, about women liking bad boys and the whole gold digger thing. You know, because some men will come back and be like, well, but what about the gold diggers? And I'm like, yeah, they exist. But you got to understand, we like what we like and they like what they like. Like all again, dudes chasing down behind the fat ass. Women get mad at that, but we ain't going to stop. Well, I mean, I ain't speaking for myself. I'm cool. I'm good. I understand. That shit don't mean nothing. But listen, man, I just want y'all opinion. Y'all think I'm tripping? Y'all think I'm wrong? A little bit right? Kind of right? Sort of right? I don't know. Sometimes I might pause a lot on this jank, man, because I'm literally just talking into my phone on the fly. Or if I'm at home, I'm on the mic, talking into the mic. You know, I'm just trying to give it to y'all real and raw. If you care to listen, care not to listen, listen. It's the Traumified Podcast, man. This your boy, Zell Johnson. Hey, I'm going to talk to y'all.